proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Ostman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. In this final session on the 23rd Psalm, we look at David's closing words relating to how God's goodness and mercy worked in his life. David expressed the certainty that he would, quote, dwell in the house of the Lord forever, unquote. Now the phrase, house of the Lord, appeared several times, often in connection with a structure relating to worship. For example, the tabernacle in the wilderness. According to 1 Samuel chapter 1, Samuel's parents made yearly visits to, quote, the house of the Lord, which is in Shiloh, unquote. In other words, they went to the tabernacle. The same expression, house of the Lord, could also refer to the temple in Jerusalem. According to the earliest chapter of 1 Kings, Solomon supervised the construction of the temple. During his youth, King Joash of Judah hid in, quote, the house of the Lord, unquote. He did so for 6 years, as indicated in 2 Kings chapter 11. David had already expressed his desire to experience intimate fellowship with God. He wrote in the 27th Psalm that, quote, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of God, and to inquire in his temple, unquote. David added that, quote, in time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock, unquote. Thus David expressed his reliance upon God to both instruct him and to protect him. When we come to Psalm 23, though, David's allusion to the house of the Lord did not seem to indicate any physical sanctuary. Rather, it seemed to denote David's belief that he would spend eternity after death living with God. The house of the Lord thus represented David's ultimate destination once he had passed through what he metaphorically referred to as the valley of the shadow of death. Those who put their trust in Jesus Christ can experience that same comfort on their deathbeds. In John chapter 14, the Savior informed his disciples that, quote, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, unquote. He reassured them that, quote, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also, quote. Thus Jesus Christ assured those who followed him that not even death would be able to separate the good shepherd from his sheep. Throughout his life, David experienced the assurance that came from his awareness of God's presence with him. When he confronted the giant Goliath in 1 Samuel chapter 17, David asserted that, quote, I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied, unquote. After losing his wife and his possessions to the Amalekite raiders, an incident recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 30, rather than give way to despair, David, quote, encouraged himself in the Lord his God, unquote. David could write, as he did in the 4th Psalm, that, quote, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety, unquote. David rejoiced in his relationship with God. He knew that as one of God's sheep, that God would continue to shepherd him, even after David departed from this life. After death, David knew that he would continue to enjoy a close relationship with God, and he would, quote, dwell in the house of the Lord forever, unquote. This is Mark Ostman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.